Christ to the Nations and the Nations to the Church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Signed, sealed, and delivered by Dr. Carrie Vo, Tuesday, October 27th, 2020. Revelation chapter 7, selected verses. Then I saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun with the seal of the living God, and he called down with a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm the earth and the sea. He was saying, "Do not harm the earth or the sea or the trees until we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads." After this, I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." Have you ever seen a seal? Most of us have the imprint of a seal on an official document somewhere, a birth certificate, baptismal certificate, maybe a marriage license, or a deed to a house. The seal is the mark that makes the document official. It indicates that the proper authority has seen the paperwork and that it's all true, right, and correct. In Jesus' day, a seal could be used as a sign of ownership. It was rather like we use signatures today. If you wanted to mark something as your own, you could put some clay or wax down and then push your seal into it. Or you could use ink and stamp the seal onto a document. "This is mine," was the message of the seal. Sometimes it had a further message. For example, the rock covering the entrance of Jesus' tomb was sealed by the authorities. The message here was specific. "This is our affair. Don't mess with it." And in this passage from Revelation, we have an angel shouting a warning to the other angels who are about to do some serious damage to the earth. And he says to them, "Do not harm the earth or the sea or the trees until we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads." What's the message here? God is saying, "These people are mine. Don't mess with them." That's the seal that God has set on you at your baptism, isn't it? When you were baptized, it was just as if God signed his name on you. "This is mine." It was like being sealed on the forehead. "This person is my affair. Let no one try to harm my child." God has marked you, he sealed you, he signed you as his own. Why? Because Jesus bought you back from death. At the cost of his life, he delivered you from the power of the devil, both now and forever. And because he has risen from the dead, he always lives to keep you safe. You will never be destroyed. You are his. And in the end, you will see him face to face. Would you pray with me? Dear Lord, thank you. Thank you for making me yours. Amen.